takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Dennis. All right, so I told you what I've been up to the last month or so. In Australia, New Zealand, traveling the world, being a jet setter. I don't know what Dennis has been up to. I figured probably just enjoying the time off. Is that right for me?
Yeah, it was really quite nice not having to deal with Greg every week. Yep, really peaceful around here. But, you know, in typical fashion, Greg's off playing around doing Greg things and not working on his private pilot license. So no big surprise to any of our listeners.
I was shooting some emails off while I was away.
And how's that working on getting your hours and getting your requirements done?
Well, I mean, when I'm not flying in Australia and New Zealand. Yeah.
So I have, you know, a couple of family members that are, you know, working on their pilot's license. My daughter, as you know, she's been working on hers for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, she took it up a notch. Her and her fiance invested in an airplane.
Aha.
So they are going to get their private pilot licenses. I mean, obviously, my daughter's going to be, you know, a little bit quicker because she's already got quite a bit of time and experience. But her fiance wants to get his license as well. And they decided that it was going to be easier and better for them just to go out and buy an airplane and use that to get their license. And then at the end of the training, they still have an airplane as opposed to just signing over checks at the local flight school. And, you know, they have the advantage of two flight instructors that are literally in the house, you know, myself and my son. So they've got their pick of instructors to fly with and access to their own airplane. They're not having to worry about anybody's schedule. And so now there's a second plane parked in front of my house.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, Dennis lives in an air park. So now you have two planes. Will both planes fit in the hangar or just one at a time?
They could. Yeah. But I've been overruled by my wife. She insists that her car will not be sitting outside.
Okay. So being that you're in an air park, is there any rule about having the plane out on the driveway?
No. It's an airplane.
That's just supposed hilarious, to be in, though.
So, yeah, kind of fun. So we have a 1966 Piper Cherokee 140 now parked at the house. And my daughter, I actually took her out flying with it the other night. That was her first flight now in the airplane since she's taken ownership of it.
Okay.
Where'd
they find
really
it?
Quick.
Tell me about this purchase. So, this might sound like something I can get in on, you think?
Yeah, and you know, it's surprisingly affordable. But we actually found the airplane at the neighborhood airport, literally just next door. Oh. It turns out it was owned by one of my students, one of the instructors, or he's a mechanic over there now, but he was actually one of my private pilot students. He had hired me to do some of his training in his little Cessna 150, and then he upgraded to this Piper Cherokee.
Okay.
So I had heard through the grapevine that he was looking to move up to another newer, faster airplane, and so we started talking and introduced him to my daughter and her fiance, and they started working a deal, and had to go through the whole financing and escrow and pre-buy inspection. I actually was able to go pick up the airplane and fly it to one of the mechanics down at Page Field here in Fort Myers, and he did the pre-buy inspection, didn't find anything, you know, really significant that needed to be addressed. And so it took a couple, 3-4 weeks for them to do all the paperwork, but they're now the proud owners of a Piper Cherokee.
Wow. About
picked
that.
It up and flew it home. It was kind of fun. I flew out to the airport with the Mooney, along with my son Austin and her fiance. And Austin and Teddy basically hopped into the Cherokee, and I followed behind them in the Mooney, and we did a little impromptu formation flight on the way home and came in over the air park with both airplanes and did a little overhead brake like Top Gun. And
nice.
Pulled up. Two airplanes pulling up in front of the house. All the neighbors were like, "What is going on over there?"
So how does the Cherokee handle compared to like the air coupe that we've been doing training in?
What do you think? It's totally a heavier different. Airplane.
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, it is equipped. It has brakes and rudders, unlike the Air Coupe. But, you know, it's a four-place airplane, 160 horsepower engine. You're a typical Piper Cherokee.
Yeah. So you'll cap out at what kind of speed, airspeed?
Really about 110 knots probably is about the top. I mean, she's not a fast airplane. It's the old style Hershey bar wing Piper Cherokee. If you ever hear people talk about that, it's not the newer style wing on a Warrior or an Archer.
Right.
But it's a solid airplane.
Yeah. No. And what kind of avionics are we talking? Anything?
It technically is IFR. It's, you know, a mix of older radios, but they work. And that's the important part. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's a blank slate if you wanted to upgrade later, but at least it's got a standard six-pack arrangement with the panel instruments. And, you know, if we want to put some money into it, we can. But for right now, they want to use this for primary training. So it's a real honest, simple airplane to fly.
Yeah. And then when's the next annual due?
I think we still have about 6 months. And, you know, fortunately, like I said, the owner of the airplane, he actually lives real close to us here. He's a mechanic, so we can get him to do a lot of the work.
Oh.
And he works for the mechanic that does my annuals. So we already have that locked in that we have a resource. So we're not having to struggle to go try to find someplace else to get it fit in. We have somebody that's got history with it, that's already done all of the documentation and research on all the ADs and stuff. So it should make a very quick, smooth annual this next time around too.
Gotcha. So being that you have two planes in your air park now, are you part of the two plane club? Is there such a thing?
You know, get a jacket lot of people or something. Criticizing me, calling me one of the poor people in the neighborhood because I only had one airplane at my house. So now I'm out of that. Cloud there, as they say.
Right.
I've been given a lot of, you know, people have been giving me a lot of grief about it. Oh, finally, you got the second airplane. Good job.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, how many people in your air park probably have that percentage-wise? You have any idea?
Probably 50, it's better more than 50, half.
Is it? Okay. So now you're moving up in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my airplane, but it's in my driveway, so I'll
call it. Counts. You know. Yeah, you can claim credit. For sure. So, I mean, how much are we talking for something like that, Dennis? I mean,
under 50.
Yeah. All right.
And so, if you think about it, you got two pilots that are going through their flight training.
Mm-hmm.
What would it cost you at the local flight school? I think the average cost right now is around $15,000 for a private pilot ticket.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, 15 to 20. So, you buy the airplane and you do your training in it. And at the end, you still have an airplane that you could literally turn around and sell for that same price.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not a depreciating asset like a car where you buy it and drive it off the lot and now it's worth, you know, half of what you paid for.
Well, what do they got to do to it? Anything? Or are they going to dump any more money into it? Or are they just going to train in it, get that step done, and then we'll make a decision?
Right now, we're going to fly it.
Yeah.
And depending on, you know, where they're at with the training and what they want to do, maybe we'll look at it. Sun and Fun is coming up, and both Abby and her fiance are excited to be able to go up to Sun and Fun because now they have an actual reason to go look at all the different booths and vendors. Sure. Because now these products are suddenly very, very important to them because, hey, I could put this carpet in the airplane. I could put these radios in. I could do this. I could do that. I could get this. You know, suddenly it's going to be a whole different perspective as an owner going in there and looking at all of the gadgets and gizmos you could upgrade to.
Are they going
to
fly in?
Probably not, just because we're going to have the camper, you know, in there and it'd be a lot easier just to drive up and have a car to be able to run around and come stay at the RV.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. Besides, well, that's pretty exciting.
Neither one of them are private pilots yet.
That's an issue with wanting to fly in.
So, you know, do you want to send a solo student? No, probably not.
No. Okay. All right. Well, we got a plan. It sounds like for both of us.
What do you think you're going to come and piggyback off that airplane?
Oh, hell yeah. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.